This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A stabbing on a British train about 2 hours north of London, leaving 10 people in the hospital, say authorities, 9 of them with life-threatening injuries. Unclear what sparked the violence or whether it was terror-related. SNAP, the federal food assistance that millions of Americans rely on, ran dry Saturday. Kendra Davenport, president and CEO of Easter Seals, which provides assistance to people living with disabilities.
Today, it's food and groceries they can't afford. Next week, if this lingers on, people make decisions to buy medicine or not medicine. You know, don't buy medicine. Take their medicine for a month or miss it so that they can swap that out and pay for food.
Police in South Florida arresting a teenage boy after they say they found materials to make an explosive inside of his garage. Detectives say he posted a video on social media threatening to use the device at a neighborhood trick-or-treating event. This is ABC News. 5 people were killed in a fast-moving house fire in Paterson, New Jersey, Halloween night. Firefighters say the blaze started before 10 p.m. and spread quickly. They say 2 adults and 3 children were found dead, and another 11 people who lived at the home are now displaced. ABC's Marcus Solis at the scene.
It appears that the fire started on the ground floor and then quickly moved upstairs. Again, the fire chief says the winds played a role here, made battling this fire tough. And the upstairs area is where they found 3 children, 2 adults on that second floor. The ages of the children not yet disclosed.
And 2 more people have been formally charged in connection with last month's Louvre Museum robbery. French authorities identified the new suspects as a 37-year-old man and a 38-year-old woman. They were charged with organized robbery and conspiracy to commit organized robbery. Both denied their involvement in the heist. There have now been 4 people in total charged in connection with the case. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
John and Cordy, now I can charge it any damn time I want. You know, I got a charging station now for my EV, my electronic space car, and I've got a charging station in the home now. It was installed. A lot of money, but it's done.
It's a stop by, John's.
Yes, house. Stop by. We're charging.
Bring your electric toothbrush. Plug it right in. We'll charge that up.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
The Bucks bow to the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lose at home, 135-133 to the Sacramento Kings. Some controversy with the referees not making some calls. Milwaukee's Anthony Cole ejected in the fourth quarter after complaining to the referees twice he was fouled. Head coach Doc Rivers mentioned some of the missed calls, but said he would not blame the referees. Bucks center Miles Turner's reaction.
No, I agree with Doc's statement. I mean, I don't think the refs were particularly on par in the fourth quarter especially, but again, you can't put yourselves in positions to leave it up to the refs. But we just got too complacent, I think, defensively. You know, we came out and then just never really settled into a defensive rhythm.
A big game Monday night as the Bucks host the Indiana Pacers. NFL, the Packers host the Carolina Panthers. A surprise trade, former Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander was traded by the Baltimore Ravens to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Packers host the Eagles next week on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warmer today with highs in the low 50s. Tonight, maybe a shower and mostly cloudy, lows upper 30s to 40. Warmer temps to start next week. More sunshine than clouds and highs into the 50s. Currently, it's 26.
Jane Mattinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media's news director, Sholly Pittman. Special announcement coming up in hour number two. I hope you can join us.
Mattinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of, it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party. And there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. It is Halloween, a Friday night Halloween. It can't do any better than that. Having a good time here tonight. Conrad is on vacation. Sitting in for the K-Man is AZ, Azom, Aaron Zommers. What do you like? What do people call you, Aaron? What, do you have like a nickname?
I mean, people mostly call me by my last name here at Civic Media, mostly because Todd likes being a little bit formal. You know, he likes calling Luke Mr. Mathers. And so I'm Mr. Zommers, whatever. But also because there's more than one Aaron. But I guess there was one weird one I had in middle school or high school. It was early high school. Some of the younger students in jazz band, I played a particularly spicy trombone solo once, and so they decided that they were going to call me Zombie Spice. You're like, we got to add some Zombie Spice to the mix.
How do you do a spicy trombone solo? That's, I can't even imagine what went into that.
Well, if you you get a little, you can play it in a way that the tone is crispy. You know, you get that sizzling bacon when you're really pushing it to the max.
Wow. Look at you, man. You must have done okay in middle school. Well, we appreciate your time tonight, buddy. It's great to have you here. Thank you for filling in for Conrad, who is at a wedding, in case people are wondering
so
or concerned.
What's going on.
He's at a wedding. He is in the wedding party. He is not the best man. That he made it clear to tell me that went to a brother of the groom, sort of like saying, I probably would have been the best man if this guy didn't have a brother. So his options were to either pull a Tanya Harding and kneecap the brother or just be in the wedding party, which he seemed fine with. So
I think he probably made the right call.
I think so, too. He'll be back on Tuesday. In the meantime, we have Aaron Zommers tonight on loan from the Todd Alba Show, keeping it real in Madison. What is it like, Aaron, in Madison tonight? Madison is the place to be on Halloween. I remember going up there when I was in college. It was an absolute blast. Kind of crazy. A little overwhelming at times. I hear in recent years, it's dialed back a little bit.
Yeah, definitely dialed back quite a bit. I guess right now, I don't think it's too crazy. It might pick up a little bit more later, you know, maybe around 8:30 or 9. Some of the bars will be a little crazier. I saw a few people in costume when I went out today to grab some dinner, but mostly this last Wednesday, the Wednesday before Halloween, they started doing a like kids trick-or-treat downtown where they close off the streets. There were a lot of people in costume there. They were just all very small.
You ever like forget it's Halloween? Like I wanted to get my hair cut today and the girl that was cutting my hair, she had like this whole goth thing going on. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't know she was that into that. I'm like, no, you idiot. It's Halloween. And she was just playing the part, but I do that sometimes.
Yeah. I, I was a little bit, I went to a couple of different thrift stores looking for a suit jacket for my costume, and I didn't find anything. So today, a last-ditch effort, I went to a Goodwill that's closer to my house, and I went in there, and even though I was there for part of my costume, it still caught me off guard when I went over to the cashier, and one of them was wearing a mask, like a Joker mask, and I'm like, whoa, what, what? Oh, yeah, it's Halloween. That's actually why I'm here.
Yeah, you kind of forget, yeah. Well, we're having fun here tonight on a Halloween. It's great to have you with us, folks, here at Nightlight. If you missed Act One, Mike Clemens was here, played some great clips from the Packers. If you missed it and you want to check it out, go to civicmedia.us. All the podcasts are cataloged there. Mike is always fun to have on the show. Mr. Zommers, or AZ, and I talked about Halloween a little bit up top, and it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:20 tonight, a little early. So we can talk about Halloween, because we always have so much fun with Terry, and she always leaves us wanting more. So we thought, well, I'll bring her on a few minutes early. And our question of the night is, what is the scariest, to you anyway, what is your scariest creature or monster? Which creature or monster scares you the most? I say a skinwalker. Zommers, you kind of said a shapeshifter, but you kind of transitioned then into something else. What was your answer?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with skinwalker or things like that. I don't have a specific one, but stuff that can easily pass off as a normal person.
So creepy. And Danny Wheels had the moray eel, or the lamprey eel too. That's pretty creepy, but we'll get to some more of your texts in just a few minutes. Folks, Act Two is underway, and I have a special guest here. Periodically, I like to bring my pal and son, Joe Schwabe, on, because he is a big movie fan as well. And he just saw a movie the other night, Spotlight, that Emerson Lehman made his popcorn pick of the week last night. So I thought, let's do a deep dive in, within a few minutes of this great movie. So I thought I would have Joe on to talk about it and kind of refresh my memory about it as well. I remember loving it. It won the Best Picture Oscar in 2016, I think it was. And here to talk more about that is my fellow movie buff and son, Joe Schwabe. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Are you on the stream or the phone?
I'm on the phone.
Okay. Oh, I said, okay. Don't listen to me, Joe. I'm doing the show from home tonight. I'm a little discombobulated. So you saw Spotlight, Joe, and you were a journalism major, but what propelled you or what motivated you to watch that movie this week? I just think it's a great coincidence that Emerson was on last night and made it his pick, and you told me like literally 2 days before you just saw it. Now I want to give it a rewatch. But what made you, had you not seen it before?
Well, I had not seen it before, and I actually saw it just on like Instagram. Like, you know how they'll post clips sometimes. So I saw a clip of Mark Ruffalo, and he's just such a good actor, and his performance really gripped me. So I was like, man, I got to watch this movie, because I had heard so many good things about it. And I hadn't seen him, I hadn't watched a movie in a while. So I was like, well, I'm going to watch, sit down and watch this. And it was great.
You're not really in the journalism field, but you majored in it. What was that fun to watch a movie about investigative journalism? Because I know Emerson was saying he doesn't do investigative journalism, but he is a news anchor, and those movies are so much fun. But did you look at it differently, like knowing about journalism, and how true was it to journalism in your opinion?
I don't feel like I'm one that should like speak on how true it was to like the, I guess like journalistic integrity, but they seemed like they knew what they were doing. They fooled me, a journalism student who doesn't use his journalism degree. So,
right. How about that?
I think they did a pretty good job. But I would say, yeah, I mean, I love movies or just characters that are investigative journalists, because they're so often completely absorbed with their work, and that's all that matters to them. And I gravitate towards characters like that. I think they're very interesting to watch on screen.
Yeah, great point. I always say I like a good mystery or caper or cop movie or show, but watching reporters investigate stuff is almost even more exciting, because they're just trying to get to the truth. They're not trying to find the bad guy, or they kind of are, but I love that they get consumed with the truth. How did this film, have you seen other movies that deal with investigative journalism, and how if so, how do they compare to Spotlight?
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, this one is one of my favorites. I would say it probably is my favorite in that genre. I mean, you have The Insider by Michael Mann, I think, which was great. Zodiac is another one with Mark Ruffalo, actually. So I think that's just his best role. It's just an investigative journalist. But Zodiac was great, too. And that's all about that world and more about how, like, journalists, I think. And then the other one was, that I saw was with, it might've been with Jessica Chastain, but that could be wrong. We actually watched this. I think it was about the Boston Strangler.
Oh yeah.
Was it like, who the lead
yeah.
I want to say it was Jessica Chastain, but I could be wrong.
That sounds familiar. Did you see All the President's Men?
No, but I actually looked up movies like Spotlight after I watched it, and that was one of them they recommended. So that's going to be next on my list. I've heard that that's amazing, too.
Yeah, definitely check that one out. It's a great one, too. All right, who gave the best performance, Joe? Because it's such a great cast. You got Rachel McAdams, who I remember thinking was great. Michael Keaton's fantastic. Stanley Tucci is in it. And then, obviously, Mark Ruffalo is great in everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's so hard to pick. They all those names you mentioned are great. Also, we got a Billy Crudup quick cameo. I love a Billy Crudup cameo. I'm a big Billy Crudup guy. He makes me think like there could be a spot for a guy like me, kind of dorky and whatever looking. I like Billy Crudup. I identify with Billy Crudup is what I'm trying to say. Who was the guy last time that I really liked a lot?
You kind of remind me of him a little bit too. That's interesting you say that.
Yeah.
But
I would say probably Mark Ruffalo. I would say probably Mark Ruffalo. Rachel McAdams was really good too, but her character was a little more grounded than some of the other ones, I think.
Yeah.
But
go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
I was going to say, I think the highlight of her performance is when she goes to the doorstep of one of the former priests and he basically confesses to all of the crimes like it's nothing. And she is just like, her performance there is perfect with how specific that scene calls for. It's amazing what she's able to do.
Huh. I know you like Mark Ruffalo because we've talked about him in the past. Check out Task. Next, he is good in that. And he's good, but the character is good. It's just a very diverse, thoughtful character. I think you're going to love it. Listen, I know you're headed to a bunch of parties tonight in Chicago. Have fun. Be safe. And thank you for sharing your views on Spotlight with me, buddy.
Thanks. I also want to let everybody know that I'm dressed as Dexter right now as I'm doing this call. So whatever that gets for you, that's what I'm doing.
If people stay away from you tonight, at least you know why. So you got that going for you.
Oh, that's what I'm telling myself.
All right. Have a great time. Thanks, Joe.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. You got it. That's Joe Schwabe, my son, checking in with Aaron. Did that make you want to check out Spotlight?
It did. Especially because when you were talking about movies where the main character is like obsessed with finding the truth and like completely dedicated to it, it reminded me of a lot of other movies I really like. Maybe not journalists, but Cops and Chinatown, The French Connection, LA Confidential.
Love LA Confidential. That's in my top five, buddy.
It's so good.
A perfect movie. Everything, characters, sets, script, direction. It's outstanding.
Also a movie where finding out, you know, the truth about Kevin Spacey actually improves the character.
Yeah, very well said. Great point. Brett, who earlier said his favorite or least favorite creature or monster was his first wife. Aaron and I wondered aloud how many wives he's had. And Brett says number four was the charm. So well done, Brett. That's an answer to a different question, I guess. But thank you for weighing in. From the 815, this is Wicked. Well done, everyone. That was about an hour ago. What were we talking about an hour ago, Somers?
I don't care. Exactly.
Great text. It's great to hear from the 815. Love the 815. Jim from Appleton says, how about another Native American monster, Wendigo, or to bend holidays a little bit, Krampus, Santa Claus, not nice brother. Great text. Keep them coming, folks. We're coming right back with our pal Terry Barr. It's a bar band Friday night on Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome, folks, to one of my favorite times of the week here at Nightlight. We're bringing our guest, my co-host for Bar Band Friday Night, in a little early tonight because it's Halloween, and I thought we would have a fun few minutes of build-up, but kind of an opening act to Bar Band Friday Night, so we brought Terry in a few minutes early. She is the co-host of Max Inc., the award-winning Max Inc. Radio on WMDX, which you can check out from 6 to 9 every Saturday if you're in the Madison area, or go to civicmedia.us, and all of the podcasts are there from this great show. And she is our Wisconsin music expert and our friend. Terry, how are you?
Hey, Pete. Wow, you, I don't know. I'm not even sure what to say about what you're wearing.
Well, it's like if the Marx Brothers went to jail, this is what they would wear. This is the costume. And I've had this. Because my kids, like when they were young, you know, they're like, Dad, why don't you put something on? And I didn't want to be the guy like to go with the mustache and put the freckles on and all that stuff. So I bought like a $5 jail costume.
And it's probably still working for you.
I wear it once a year. it's probably due for a warshin, but and I've got the hat, which I had to take off because my hair was getting sweaty. And I've got the PJ, if he's still on the stream. These are the jail pants. I'm kind of mailing it in, but I will prove that I am wearing pants. I've got these black, sort of like not a legging or a jegging, but a comfortable pant. Yeah.
Very nice.
You Wow.
The only thing I hope we can get through, Pete, is the doorbells not ringing at either of our homes while the trick-or-treaters are out.
You know, I did. Here's what's strange. And I don't know if you remember this, Terry, but when I was a kid, I remember trick-or-treating till I couldn't walk anymore or eat candy anymore. Now it's, at least in Marinette, it's from 4 to 6, which is exactly when the show started. So that wasn't going to be a problem, but I don't know where are you in Madison? Can they?
I am in Madison and the time is a suggested 5 to 8. That's a long time.
That is a long time. What are you giving out?
We have a variety pack, basically.
Nice.
You know, dum-dums and then the chewy things and,
We were going to give away, like, some of the more, you know, name brand candy, but we couldn't get a home equity loan in time to go out and buy it. What on earth is happening with candy?
Yeah, everything. Oh, my goodness. And then you look at where it's made and it's like, oh, boy, how much did it cost to get here if you're doing some of the really funky candy from somewhere else?
I never even considered that. Where do they make? Do they not make candy in America? Or?
Well, I know the Mars company makes quite a few different of the candy bars, but some of these things, who knows anymore?
Wow. Yeah, it's very expensive and whatever. Yeah. Once a year, you got to do it. But it's like, oh, God, I just had a new roof put on. I got a kid in college and I got to go spend $1,000 on candy for. So
thus
there you
the home
go.
Equity loan.
Yeah, exactly. So are you going to a party tonight or this weekend? What are your Halloween plans, Terry?
Oh, it's so funny. No, I actually haven't been to a real Halloween party in a couple of years. And even around, you know, Madison, Milwaukee, there's a lot of bands that dress up as other bands and play music. So there's a lot of those things going on. We are actually going to visit my mother-in-law and some of my husband's family tomorrow. So that's going to kind of be our, you know, November 1st Halloween kind of party. But I'm dressed as a music journalist. Can you tell? I have my notepad and my pen.
You're a trendsetter. There is no better music journalist. What is it about Halloween? Like I'm dressing up because I'm on the radio and there are listeners and people watching.
Yep.
I wouldn't be like, I'm probably going to stop by a quick party tonight, but like, I don't, what is it that makes us want to stop dressing up or put the effort in? It's like,
I don't know. And it's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is.
Oh my gosh. And you know, so many of the other radio stations in the Civic Media Network, they were all sharing photos today of their costumes. So they dressed up to go to work today. And I'm working from home right now, and I couldn't even get myself to get dressed up for you.
You could borrow my jail. I have more jail clothing. I'm doing a whole line. Zommers, Aaron, tell Terry who you are.
So Terry, I'm so happy you're here. I'm Tommy Wiseau, the star, the director of the hit movie The Room. I'm ready to go out and play catch, toss around the football. And I brought my movie in case you haven't seen it. You want to borrow the Blu-ray? It's a great movie.
He's playing the part. Like I'm not going that far. I didn't actually knock off a liquor store to get into character, but Aaron is in. He is working it, man. That is fantastic.
That is nice. Yeah.
He really does talk like that the whole time.
Yeah. There's a point where you get to where it's like, okay, we get the accent. You can segue back into Aaron voice. Terry, what was your favorite costume when you were a kid? What did you go as?
Oh my goodness. You know, it was the typical, it came in a box and it was like a little princess outfit.
Nothing wrong with that.
And it had the mask. And then remember way back when, there was a little hole for your mouth, but it was still like so tiny, you still couldn't breathe and you couldn't see. And it was like, now I'm scaring myself because I can't breathe or see.
And, you know, what on earth were we inhaling in those masks? Where were those made? And what, you know what I mean? Like, just getting nosebleeds. Hey, give us a, all right, let's do the news. We're going to come back.
Okay.
Terry Barr is here. We're having a great time here at Nightlight, folks, on Halloween. Our question of the night is, what creature or monster scares you the most? We'll ask Terry that when we come back as well, and we will do Bar Band Friday Night here at Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A stabbing on a British train about 2 hours north of London, leaving 10 people in the hospital, say authorities, nine of them with life-threatening injuries. Unclear what sparked the violence or whether it was terror-related. SNAP, the federal food assistance that millions of Americans rely on, ran dry Saturday. Kendra Davenport, president and CEO of Easter Seals, which provides assistance to people living with disabilities.
Today, it's food and groceries they can't afford. Next week, if this lingers on, people make decisions to buy medicine or not medicine. You know, don't buy medicine. Take their medicine for a month or miss it so that they can swap that out and pay for food.
Police in South Florida arresting a teenage boy after they say they found materials to make an explosive inside of his garage. Detectives say he posted a video on social media threatening to use the device at a neighborhood trick-or-treating event. This is ABC News.
The Bucks bow to the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lose at home 135-133 to the Sacramento Kings. Some controversy with the referees not making some calls. Milwaukee's Anthony Cole ejected in the fourth quarter after complaining to the referees twice he was fouled. Head coach Doc Rivers mentioned some of the missed calls, but said he would not blame the referees. Bucks center Miles Turner's reaction.
No, I agree with Doc's statement. I mean, I don't think the refs were particularly on par in the fourth quarter especially, but again, you can't put yourselves in positions to leave it up to the refs. But we just got too complacent, I think, defensively. You know, we came out and then just never really settled into a defensive rhythm.
A big game Monday night as the Bucks host the Indiana Pacers. NFL, the Packers host the Carolina Panthers. A surprise trade, former Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander was traded by the Baltimore Ravens to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Packers host the Eagles next week on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Charlie Sheen has had his struggles on many fronts, but the 2.5 Men star is honest when it comes to not getting one particular role. Sheen and Oliver Stone had talked about him playing Ron Kovic in Born on the 4th of July, and Sheen pretty much thought it was a done deal. But after not hearing from Stone for a while, he heard from his brother Emilio Estevez that Tom Cruise ended up with the role. Sheen said at the time he felt betrayed when he heard the news, and especially when Stone said he thought Sheen had lost interest. Sheen made a point of saying they didn't talk after making a handshake deal for him to play Kovic. Charlie Sheen appears to have no ill will towards Stone these days and praised Cruise's performance as Kovic, adding that he felt it was an Oscar-worthy performance. Cruise was nominated for an Oscar but lost the Best Actor award to the amazing Daniel Day-Lewis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Richland Center City Hall to Madison, stay informed with Civic Media's Radio Network's news team. Learn more at WRCE.FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warmer today with highs in the low 50s. Tonight, maybe a shower and mostly cloudy. Lows upper 30s to 40. Warmer temps to start next week. More sunshine than clouds and highs into the 50s. It's 25 right now.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Frito Lays suck.
Fritos? Like, the actual Fritos?
Yeah, the corn ones, you know?
How do you not
like
Fritos?
They're too salty.
They're salty, but they're corn. They're like the most, I mean, they're the healthiest chip you can have. They're healthy.
Any chips are not great, but those ones to me just taste like salt. I can have one and I'll be like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, but what chip doesn't taste like salt?
Well, I mean, that one's just straight salt, you know?
It's delicious.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome filmmaker Doug Prey and actor from Chicago PD, Joel Murray. Great guests to kick off a new week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Back. I'm Pete Schwalbe. This is Nightlight. That might be the granddaddy of Halloween songs, right, Terry? I mean,
absolutely.
I saw that video was going around today, and people are like, it still holds up. Check it out. I haven't seen it in years, but it was a masterpiece when it came out. That was like the video, right?
Yeah. That and Rocky Horror, anything from Rocky Horror.
Yeah. That's oof. That is the voice of Terry Barr, folks. She joined us a little early tonight because she's a pal, and it's Halloween, and it's also Barr Band Friday. This is a weird equinox where there's a Friday night, it's a Barr Band Friday night, and Halloween. I'm not sure this has ever happened before.
Ooh, I can't say. Oh. Well, and it's funny, my husband just got home a little while ago, and he said, who are you sharing tonight? And I said, Wisconsin-based artists with original Halloween music. He goes, boy, you had to dig deep for that.
That is,
he did not.
Very really specific. Fun. And we expect obviously nothing less from Terry Barr on a Barr Band Friday night.
Goodness.
So let's jump in. Let's talk about these. I didn't even know there were bands that had specific Halloween music that were only from Wisconsin, but I love how we've kind of drilled down. That's great.
Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with JT Sparks.
Okay, yeah. I am new to JT's music, but I'm really digging it. He is the lead singer for Dogtown Hollow, a Southern Wisconsin band. Normally they are like Americana. But he recently took part in this album writing month, and he had to do 14 songs in 28 days. And he said at one point, all I could do was just crank out some weirdness. I love that. So he was inspired by the spooky typeface, you know, the Helvetica font. Yeah. I mean, that's really stretching deep for a song, isn't it? So I think he saw somewhere while he was in the songwriting project, and he wrote this song. It's called Helvetica, the Font of Evil. And he wrote it with his friend Elliot Van Skyke, who was also part of this project. And I have what we are going to play is the live raw version as he was actually writing this song. Yeah, he sent this to me.
Cool. I'm trying. I love it.
Yeah. So I don't know if you want to play it. I don't know if you're doing all right with your microphone there. So
I think I'm okay. Am I okay, Aaron? Okay.
I think we are now.
Oh, good.
Okay, perfect. Let's hear let's hear some JT Sparks.
Yeah.
People say that the road to hell is paved with good ideals. I don't care about any of that macadam chip and seal. I've got a notion of the road to perdition.
Sean is a very legible sign. A big and green reflective sheen. I see them all the time. We should spell with a double L. Satan's typeface. The devil signs for your soul with his unmistakable trace. Font of evil. Down in hell, when all is marked well for your unholy loss. May you find what you never had, can't lose what you cannot gain. With a mark so fine, you sign the line for eternal pain. Font of evil.
Was one of the most original songs. I mean, that is so crazy. That's great.
And where does that come from? Font of Evil, Helvetica. I don't even know if I've ever used Helvetica as my right. font, but now I want to.
Well, and it's just probably like when they do those workshops where they have to write songs, like your brain just goes to crazy places, and that's really yeah. creative. I love it.
Well, and he said it's the only Halloween song he's ever written, and it will probably be the only one he ever writes.
He's got a lot more fonts out there if he wants to write yeah. more songs. Dogtown Hollow, do they play, are you a fan of their work aside from the
I am. The first
song?
Time I saw them was at Woodfest in Madison. And yeah, they are terrific. They don't play out as much into the winter. They all have pretty stressful jobs. So they play a lot during the summer, though, a lot of outdoor festivals all around the state. So watch for Dogtown Hollow. They're all really active on social media, though, during the entire year. So you can always track them down that way.
Okay. Very cool. Terry, we have a text for you from the 608. John Murray says, love when you are on the show, Terry. Thank you. You are a gem. So there you go.
Well, that's so nice.
Yeah,
thank
John
you.
Is one of our regular texters. And while I'm at it, he and his wife, I'll call her his better half. John, I think you'd be okay with me doing that. Terry, do you have a favorite or least favorite or scariest creature or being of some sort?
You know what? Jaws scary.
Jaws. Sharks. Yeah.
But if I have to think of a scary, like a real scary haunted kind of movie, it was the slasher in Friday the 13th, which didn't that come out in like the early 80s, the first one?
Did he have a name though, or was it just
Jason?
Oh, Jason. Yeah, of course.
Look at Aaron. Woo. And well, I don't know why that scared me so much. Some of those, the screaming scenes, obviously, I thought that could happen. That could actually happen. And so that's when I get really scared, when I think it can happen.
Absolutely. And that's a great answer. And Melissa in the 608 says the thing that scares her the most, psychopaths that kill people. Yeah, that's Melissa. Thank you. And that's very real.
Yeah, that's winning for sure.
Woo. Absolutely. And then John in the 608 says, watched 50 Dogman videos one winter, terrifying cryptid, locked me in. Hard sell, but such gripping stories. So maybe if only plausible, hope to hell I never see one, you know, just in case. Woo. Most famous reported sightings are in Wisconsin.
No.
That's what he says. He says, been in the news before, Google it for facts, which I did, John. And I had never heard of Dogman, but they're like werewolves, kind of like they have, they're like bipeds and they stand up and they're like people that are, I know it's very creepy. It kind of like reminded me of a skinwalker, Aaron, like right along, right along those lines. Very scary stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Terry John also says, you're the best radio voice and personality. Really?
Oh, boy, that's John, hype. My goodness.
Just
thank
saying.
You.
Offsetting all that scary talk. We've got one more text here and then we'll jump back into some music. PG says the creature that scares me is, I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Cthulhu.
What is it?
Cthulhu. It's a
Cthulhu.
Basically like a big, incomprehensible, giant octopus squid guy who controls, like basically the only reason you live is because he hasn't thought about you yet. Because he doesn't care about us. The whole thing is like cosmic horror, unfathomable evil power that we can't understand.
That's creepy, Aaron.
Very creepy. Ugh. Well, don't shoot the messenger, though. PG says the closer you get to the truth, the faster your sanity slops away. Yikes. And PG says second for Terry, the broadcasting goat. So there you go, Terry. You got some fans.
Oh, my goodness.
And I could not agree more.
All of you, very kind. Thank you. That really means a lot. Thank you.
We love having you on the show. It's just so much fun. Okay, so let's talk about your next band. Is it Sunspot Original? Am I getting that?
Is Sunspot, yes.
Okay.
This is honestly, for a very, very long time, has been one of my favorite bands. It's a three-piece, Mike, Ben, and Wendy. They have been together since college, so now close to 20 been playing together.
Oh, nice.
The energy these three bring, though, you would think they're still teenagers. It's incredible. Mike writes a lot of the music. And he is also the owner and operator of a thing called American Ghost Walks. So they take their ghosts ghosts and spirits very seriously. This band has played at UFO conventions.
Nice.
The scary Comic-Cons they've played at. They played at haunted houses. They've played at closed businesses like old hospitals. Yeah.
All right. Let's we're going to do a very quick break and then we will come back and hear the song Spend the Night from Sunspot. Terry Barr is here, folks. It's a Barr Band Friday night and she is the broadcasting goat. You can't go wrong. Happy Halloween. We're coming right back.
Oh, no.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
The executive director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, Deb Cronmiller, is here. There is a proposal for an independent commission to draw maps in Wisconsin. What a crazy whacked out idea.
How long have people been talking about getting an independent commission in Wisconsin?
You know, going back to 1971, that was the last time that our legislature and our governor actually agreed on maps.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cam Stevenson.
I don't think we've seen destruction at the White House like that since 1812.
The only people working hard in Washington, D.C. right now are the demolition workers tearing down the east facade of the White House. Let's bring in a whole demolition crew, Cam. That was, right. I mean, the metaphor of the year.
It's very symbolic to see the symbol of power in the United States demolished.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Civic Media.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Know what's happening in your community, across Wisconsin, and around the nation, over the air and on the web, all right here on WRCE Richland Center.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, I was trying to place that.
Once you hear that sound, you know which one it is. Yeah.
Of course, that's Friday the 13th. Well done, AZ. Aaron Zommer is filling in for Conrad tonight. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. And we have our pal, Terry Barr, who joins us just about every Friday here for Bar Band Friday Night, a segment named in her honor because she finds us outstanding music. And that was evidenced in the last segment. She brought us a Wisconsin band with an original Halloween song. And now we've got another one.
Yes.
Terry, that we've talked about Sunspot a little bit. Why don't we play that? Anything else you want to tell us about Spend the Night?
Spend the Night is a song about staying at a haunted house.
Wow. I love it. All right. Sunspot. Is it Spend the Night or Stay the Night?
Spend the Night.
Spend the Night. There we go. Okay. Compliments of Terry Barr on a Bar Band Friday. Here we go.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna
to spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night.
That was creepier than Helvetica Evil Con.
Well, if you like that creepiness, go to Sunspot Music, okay. Social media, YouTube, Sunspot Music. You'll find a whole bunch more of creepy Halloween type music from them.
That's a great band name too, because sunspots are creepy. You know, like, yeah, it can mean very bad, very horrifying. Harry, thank you so much. Thanks for coming on early, hanging out with a little bit, making this more of a festive atmosphere. You're just fantastic, and we cannot thank you enough for spending your Fridays with us. See you next Sunday or next Friday.
You got it. All have a fun time at your parties, you guys.
We will.
Thank
We're going to win costume contest in your honor, I promise. thank you, ma'am. Have a great night, Terry.
Okay, you too.
Outstanding stuff, Terry Barr. Always fun. We've got a stream comment here from PG. Says, just listening to some of the old horror movie soundtracks is pretty creepy. Maybe next year I'll play some at work. And then he does the Vincent Price. Mwah! Great stuff, PG. PG, thank you. I almost called him PJ. PG. And then we've got a Steady Eddie text here. We'll get to. How you doing, Aaron? You hanging in there? Can you make it till the end?
I think so. I think I can probably last the last minute or so.
All right, here we go. Steady Eddie text from the 608. Pete, here's the list in no particular order of monsters and creatures that scare me. Frankenstein, though the Phil Hartman Frankenstein made me laugh. The Wolfman, the one played by Lon Chaney. The Blob, Bela Lugosi's Count Dracula. blah. Giant spiders and tiny ticks, nuclear bombs and mushroom clouds, the ghost of Adolf Hitler, Chupacabra. Not sure exactly what a Chupacabra is, but it's fun to say Chupacabra. These are a few of my scariest things. Awesome stuff, Steady Eddie. Thank you, buddy. Everybody, have a great Halloween. Have a safe holiday. Thank you for spending part of it with me here at Nightlight. And Aaron Zommers, thank you for sitting in for Conrad, my friend. Always fun, pal.
Absolutely.
If you win a contest, I expect a text.
I will let you know. I'll send a picture. Right.
Fantastic. And thank you to Mike Clemens and Terry Barr and Joe Schwaba. Have a great Halloween, everyone. We'll see you Monday. I'm Pete Schwaba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Los Angeles Dodgers won a World Series for the ages.
Swing and a broken bat roller out to short. Bats up with it. Steps out second. On to first. And it's a double play. And the Dodgers have won it.
Final call from ESPN Radio's. The Dodgers prevailed from a ninth inning deficit to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4 in 11 innings to win Game 7 and their second straight World Series. Pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto was named series most valuable player. Several states have declared states of emergency after SNAP benefits expired due to the government shutdown. Two judges Friday ordered the Trump administration to keep those benefits funded. A White House official said the president will host Syria's president at the White House. It'll be the first time a Syrian president's ever visited. Ahmad al-Shara once had a $10 million U.S. bounty on his head for his ties to al-Qaeda. And two people still in life-threatening condition after Friday's stabbing attack on a train in England. This is ABC News. The Treasury Department.